This is Colourful Radio.
And I did promise you, didn't I, that I'll be speaking to Peckham BMX Club, a club who have helped to positively change the perception of Peckham. And we all know Peckham. We've known Peckham for such negative vibes. But here we are today, right now on Colourful Radio, we're going to do Peckham justice. And I'm so proud to say that in the studio, I have DJ CK Flash with me, who actually runs the BMX Club, and Daniel White, one of the kids, one of the members of the club. A very good morning to you guys.
Good morning. Good
How
morning.
Are we?
I'm good.
Good. Let me start off with you first, CK Flash, if I may. Mm-hmm. Now, you actually started the Peckham BMX Club, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. It started about, just over 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. I started one before that in Brixton. Went over to Southwark, found a bit of waste ground and developed it because I used to race BMX when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Started off with about 3 kids and cut a long story short, started to train them while I was DJing, sending them to the races. Then somebody called me and said, I don't think you know what you're doing in Peckham because these kids are starting to win some big races. So fabulous. I started to take it on. Then due to the success of quite a few of them getting national champions in mm-hmm. England, the Olympic committee came to me and asked me about being the scout and the Olympic coach for the South of England. Last year we went to the national championship mm-hmm. and we had 7 British champions, which gave us the overall number one club
Wonderful.
In England, and 5 national champions. And coming where we're coming from, Peckham, you know, when we first went, mm-hmm. you know, as young black kids, mm-hmm. we've got all type of kids in our group, but coming from Peckham, it's like people from the country, perception of Peckham is, you know, gun crime, as
yes,
you said, all that.
Yeah.
And for us to come and do what we've done mm-hmm. in, you know, in England, it's a major, major achievement.
It's just superb. So what, were you just driving through Peckham and you saw this wasteland and decided that you're going to hold a BMX club there? How did it come about?
Well, basically, somebody knew me from the bike shop and
right.
somebody from Southwark was asking for a display. That time I was at Brixton in Brockwell Park.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another club that is going now. And I'll let you know how we kind of managed them. And from there, I came down, done a demonstration. The council said, could you do it every week? So mm-hmm. I worked out how I could get there every week, because obviously I DJ in the night,
yeah.
so my daytimes are pretty free. And then I started like that. And then I went to the school, got them to buy me a trailer with mm-hmm. 40 bikes, 40 helmets. So I go into the schools in the daytime,
mm-hmm.
get the new kids from the schools on the bikes on their playground, and then I'll bring someone like Daniel, who you're going to talk to, and introduce them to him. And then the following week, I take them to the track. And
fabulous.
That's how I've kind of built it. I've built a community interest company called Extreme BMX Sports,
mm-hmm.
which is where we actually, as well as monitor kids like Daniel and make sure they're doing the right thing, we train the parents of the kids to become coaches. So that means now I can spread out and make more tracks and
yes.
more kids in all areas over London, and mm-hmm. the bigger we get.
And how often does the club itself meet?
We meet 5 to 6 days a week.
Wow.
I train the kids.
Busy.
So, you know, Monday we do certain sprints, Tuesday's circuit, today, Wednesday we're in Crystal Palace ground doing some other training. Thursday we have off, Friday they do something with their parents, Saturday we train, mm-hmm. Sunday we race or train.
Wow.
It depends, so, you know.
And the age range, what is
we
it?
We start kids as young as 4.
Wow.
Three, we got them on their stabilisers. We got a little flat track next to the BMX track, and we train them to ride their stabilisers. And within a week, you know, we'll have them on the track. And we got like maybe, when you come to our practice days, every Saturday, we've got at least 7 or 8 little 5 to 6 year olds racing around the track and learning.
Oh, that's fabulous. And of course, you don't have to buy your own BMX.
No.
You have them there. Because BMX are actually expensive, aren't they?
They're not too bad. If you buy a standard one, you can get anything from £70, £60 to £70. Then if you're riding something like Daniel or Kai is riding, the top boys, they're on like $1,500 to $2,000
My
a bike,
goodness.
But they're sponsored, obviously.
Right, okay. Just as well, really.
Yeah, just as well. But, you know, that's what I'm there for, to
yes.
manage them,
yes.
keep the kids grounded, because, you know, sometimes when they get a bit of publicity mm-hmm. and they think that they've made it, when really they're not Olympic champion yet. It's about keeping the kids and producing not just BMX riders, but positive role models
Absolutely.
For the youth
yeah.
underneath them. And
yes.
that's what I'm about. And
yeah.
they see it in me and they show it to the other
That's
kids.
That's fantastic. Well done. And you did touch on, didn't you, that when you go to the country, a lot of people have got the negative perception of Peckham. And it's not even just the country. I mean, you know, areas of London as well have had
yeah.
that negative perception. So how long did it take you, do you think, to actually break that?
Well, because I'm quite known as a positive person on the BMX scene. I used to go by myself. I got into it and I used to get on the train. Obviously, my mum and dad was working and go to races. So everybody knew me as a nice kid from growing up, coming on the train to these races all over England. But obviously now I've worked out how I can get the kids together and we can go as a unit, which makes it better. I think really it's the kids know what I stand for.
Yes.
And they know that the people that are there know who I am. So if they have anything that they do in other parts of the country or even other parts of the world, we travel all over the world, it's going to get back to me. And we do reprimand them. We have a lot of coaches there that are like old school bringing up. And we, you know, we got kids that are in really bad behaviour. Some of them are in gun crime. I've got a letter, you most probably read it on the site, of a lady who said her son was getting into crime.
Yes.
But as soon as she came to the club, he's now just transformed.
Fabulous.
You know, Daniel's sitting in the chair now. We went to America last year due to... We don't have a proper track facility to train the riders on. And, you know, he told me a few things that he maybe got up to before he came to BMX and came to myself. So we're about, you know, XPS, the community company, is about building positive people so we can, you know, change the lives of these kids.
Absolutely. I mean, a great way to get the kids off the streets.
This is Colourful Radio.
Yes, indeed. This is Colourful Radio. A very good morning to you if you just tuned in. I'm speaking to Peckham BMX, the number one club. Did you say in London or
in England?
There you go. How many clubs are there in England?
73.
Wow. Yeah, that is just absolutely tremendous. Only been going for 4 years, but number one in the making. And two of your members will be representing Great Britain, will
it be? That's right, in
2012 Olympics.
That's right.
It's good stuff. I'm just speechless, and I'm just so glad, and I'm also very honoured to have Daniel White, one of the guys actually who'll be representing Britain in 2012. How great is that?
Oh, it's good. It's a really good feeling.
It's fantastic. Well done you. This guy's too humble. How long have you been part of the club?
I've been part of the club for about 5 years now.
5 years. And it's yourself and your brother, is that right?
My two little brothers and my sister.
Oh, all of you in this club?
And my dad.
And his dad.
It's a family affair.
It's a family sport.
Brilliant. Yeah. But it's yourself and your brother who will be actually part of the Olympics, is that right?
We're an Olympic squad.
Right.
I'm on academy. He's on the ODP Olympic Development Programme.
And how old's your brother?
My brother's 14.
And how old are you, Daniel?
I'm 19.
19. And what brought you to the BMX club?
Basically, it was CK Flash was doing a riding school in Brockwell Park. So then me and my little brother and my dad went to just go up there just to have some fun, muck about on our bikes. And then he started training us, started getting serious. And then we went to a race novice, and I really liked it. I got a really big adrenaline rush from it. And I wanted to do it more. I wanted to win. I wanted to be the best. And then CK, obviously, he used to race back in the day. He used to be quite good. And he just showed me the right direction, gave me the right training. And it was going up from then. Went to expert, started racing expert. Obviously, you lose a couple of races.
Yes.
It makes you, drives you to win, don't it? And then I turned pro and then just carried on from there.
Fabulous.
And here I am now.
Fabulous. A wonderful story, Daniel. And of course, you did sell CJ Flash. That, I mean, if you weren't doing BMX, you'd be just on the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Up to not a lot.
Up to nothing, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is a real lifeline. It really is. So for CJ Flash, I mean, for you, what's the most rewarding thing for you running this particular BMX club?
It's seeing the families that we have, because I try and take every kid, even if they come by themselves, is to ask them where their dad is, where their mum is, because if you get the parents involved, then you've won half the battle. At the moment, you know, this so Daniel's big, so I kind of let them do what they're doing, and I just still coach them. But for instance, we got two little Polish riders now. Yeah. They're two twins. You'll see them on my website, ckflesh.com. And they're so, you know, their mum's single, but we kind of, how can I say, like put a, you know, look after them.
Yes.
The whole club does.
Yeah.
And they've only been doing it 2 months, and their mum's come to us again and said, these kids have stopped getting in trouble in school because they know if they get in trouble in school, they can't do BMX.
Aww.
And they went to their first race on Sunday, and one of them won in the first race.
Fabulous.
And one of them made the A final and got fifth. So, you know, it's not just, like I said, it's all about positive kids, doing it for the kids, making sure they got the right lifestyle, and when they progress, make sure we keep their feet on the ground and they can come back to places like this, Colourful Radio.
Oh, that's lovely. A good advert, isn't it? Absolutely. And I didn't even pay him, Colourful People. I did not pay him. So where can our listeners get some more information about Peckham BMX Club?
Okay, well, there's two websites. There's peckhambmx.co.uk. And that is a simple peckhambmx.co.uk and ckflash.com. There is one for XBS, which will be launching in about 8 weeks.
Right.
And when that one goes up, that is about support for clubs that need funding, that need organisations that I've set up with my business partner, Dennis Thompson. And he's helped me along really, really well. Because obviously I do all the groundwork and networking. Like with any business, you need someone in there.
Oh, yes.
And I've pulled it together. And when we launched that, we're going to have a big campaign and we really want to get BMX out there now. I think it's about time with us being the club.
Definitely, this year. Yes.
The only thing we really do need, which you'd be surprised to hear, is that we need a new track. We started on a little play track, which is only maybe about 40 metres by 40 metres. And really, you know, we need 100 metres.
Wow.
So that's the battle we're up against at the moment.
Yes. And where are you going to find that land in London?
Well, we've pinpointed a little place, well, a big place in Burgess Park in London. And anywhere, really, anywhere we can get Olympic track, because it's really sad to know that we've got so much great achievements and we don't have an Olympic track for the kids like Daniel to race on. And that's why part of the reason I had to fly him to America near enough every year to train for 3 months, me and him go out there. And we train for 3 months to keep his levels up to make sure he does make the Olympic team.
Yes.
So, you know, we've got the governing bodies and the MPs which are hearing about the success, and they are pressing the buttons at the moment to get us this track. So
fabulous.
Hopefully you'll be down at the launch.
Good. Oh, I hope so. I hope so. Well, I mean, I'm just thinking, fingers crossed, all the very best in that. You know,
I think
is well and truly needed. As long as we can get more children off the streets and doing something,
that's
it'd be a fantastic job. So congratulations
again. Thank you very much.
peckhambmx.co.uk. Simple as that, isn't it? Thank you so much. So you get CK Flash and Daniel for actually hanging out with me today. Thank you.
This is Colourful Radio.